Yeah.
That's Pat McDonald, and he's going to be our guest from Sturgeon Bay, talking about the Steel Bridge Songfest 2007 in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin. Pat and his sister, Christy Weber, are the driving force behind the annual fundraising event. It's produced by Citizens for Our Bridge, Incorporated. This nonprofit organization is charged with preserving and promoting the nationally significant historic Michigan Street Bridge and Memorial Plaque, which is located in Sturgeon Bay, Door County, Wisconsin. The third annual Steel Bridge Songfest is going to be held on June 16, 2007, at Sturgeon Bay. We'll be talking about the purpose of the Songfest and what it is designed to do. And on the telephone with us is Pat McDonald. Hi, Pat.
Hey, how you doing?
Very good. Nice to talk to you today. The Steel Bridge Songfest last year was a huge success. It was the second of its kind, and now you have concrete plans for the third annual Songfest later in June.
That's right. That's right, June 14th through the 16th.
And what is the purpose of the Songfest?
Well, the initial purpose was and still is to save the Michigan Street Bridge in Sturgeon Bay, which has been, well, it's been, there have been times when it's been under fire, there have been times when it's been in danger of neglect, and it's been the subject of a lot of controversy over the years, and a struggle that my sister's involved with, primarily. She's been at this for about 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
It's far from over, you know.
Right. Why is the Michigan Street Memorial Bridge significant to you?
Well, for me, just personally, I grew up in Green Bay. We used to do vacations up in Door County, and every time in the summertime, and we'd go up north and cross that bridge, and we knew we were in vacation land, and we knew, you know, that was the gateway to Door County in most people's memory, people who've spent a lot of time up there and made a lot of trips. And it's a real, you know, aside from my own personal memory of it, it's a really unique structure, and it's there's only one other that exists in the country, and I don't know where it is.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
But there's only two of these that remain standing.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I've heard there is another one, but I've asked where is it, and nobody's really been able to tell me that. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was it your sister Christy who got you involved in seeing that this needed to be restored?
Yeah, Christy was involved, and I would always hear about, you know, different little pages and chapters in her battle with it, about it, and you know, I'd always hear about her little failures and triumphs over the years, and it became something that became an interest of mine just because of that. You know, I've seen her go through a lot of suffering over it, but
mm-hmm.
But there have been times when it's been really there have been some real great victories too, and now we're mostly focusing on that. The Steel Bridge Songfest is really about basically saying, okay, let's stop fighting over it, let's celebrate it, and make sure that it has the love of the people behind it, and that's the biggest thing. I mean, we can raise, we have raised money, and we'll continue to raise money, but that's a drop in the bucket, really. The main thing is, you know, hearts and minds, and people, and the fact is that historic preservation is something that's just an ongoing battle everywhere, and that's really what my sister's been about. She's been fighting about a lot of things to save other buildings and structures besides just the bridge. It's just part of a larger struggle, you know.
When 2 years ago, when the idea came along for the first Steel Bridge Songfest, you just asked some of your friends that you've met along the musical path to come in and be part of this. Is that how it happened initially?
Well, the first person that got involved, and this was the most important initially, was my friend Jackson Brown. Had been talking about visiting Door County for a while, and then one day somebody had the bright idea to do a concert, and I think Jackson actually, I was talking to him about the bridge, and he said, oh, I'd love to come and sing a song on the bridge sometime, or sing, you know, play some music on the bridge. And at some point, we came up with this idea for the Steel Bridge Songfest, to make it sort of a larger thing, not just a, you know, song or two on the bridge, but a whole day of music. And then the first year was 2005. We did one whole day of music headlined by Jackson. And then, and it was an outdoor concert, free outdoor concert, voluntary donations, and we had, you know, like about 4,000 people showed up, and we made a bunch of money, all donations. And then the second year we decided to expand on it, and Jackson came back to headline it again, and we stretched it to three nights of music and the full day concert, and that was also a big success. That was, you know, just this year, this last summer here.
Right, right. And then during that 3 days of activity, more than 100 musicians donated their time and talent, coming from New York to California and places in between.
Yep. This time we also decided to have something called the Construction Zone, where we filled the Holiday Motel in Sturgeon Bay with songwriters and put them to work writing songs roughly based around the metaphor of a bridge, and had a recording studio in the motel, and about 20 some songwriters wrote about 60 songs, and we're coming out with a disc called Steel Bridge Songs Volume 1. Really soon that'll be released, and the scheduled date is February 13th, but that could change. But anyway, then bands from all over the place, you know, largely from the Milwaukee, Chicago, Madison triangle, but there were people from Minneapolis and people from farther away too. A lot of bands, a lot of solo artists, and all the songwriters did sets too. So we had the whole place filled with musicians. I'm sure there were probably 200 musicians involved in all of that. And what can I say? Yeah.
So that was what happened this past June, and
right.
Of course you've got your sound technicians producing the music that was written by these professional musicians who then donated their 60 original songs about the bridge, the town, and the people of Door County and Sturgeon Bay, and from that then 15 of the songs will make this initial CD. There's a song written by you and Jackson. What's the thrust of that song?
Well, the song's called "Steel Yourself," and it's basically just a song about kind of getting ready for what lies ahead, you know, and being able to deal with it, and you know, it's kind of an old timey sounding melody, kind of almost a little gospel-y, two-part harmony and some slide guitar Jackson played, and the version on the CD is going to be taken from, we never really did record it in a studio, we just did it live at the concert that day, June 11th, this last summer,
mm-hmm.
and uh, And that's the version that's going to be on the disc, the live version. And Jackson is mixing it right now in his studio out in Santa Monica,
You
California.
Expect him back for the third Steel Bridge Songfest?
He's involved in a lot of things right now with us. He wants to come back. He's thinking we should probably find another headliner this year. You know, it's good. He said he wanted to headline it the second year to help us get off to a good start, but he thought that the third year, even though he does want to come back and play and be involved in the writing and the producing of the disc and whatnot, he has suggested some headliners to me, some other people to get involved, and he's actually talking to some people about it too, and he's really helping us out in a lot of ways. He wants to come up to Sturgeon Bay and produce some young songwriter from the area at the Holiday Motel, because we're going to put a studio in there full time and have more of these kinds of writing events there. And Jackson's involved in that.
Sounds pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Pat McDonald of Sturgeon Bay, if the name seems familiar, it's because he's had a lot of songs over the years that have made the charts. You know, The Future's So Bright, I Gotta Wear Shades is one that immediately comes to mind. And I guess the question is, you could sort of license some of these songs and pay for the whole restoration of the bridge yourself if you wanted to.
Oh, well. License them in what way?
For commercials.
Yeah.
You have a policy against that kind of thing, I guess, huh?
Well, it's just, there have been offers for, you know, that song and actually other songs too, for commercial usages, and I just made a promise to myself a long time ago that I wouldn't accept any offers like that, and so far I've had no trouble refusing large sums of money, and my publisher has had a problem with it.
I'll bet. Pat, I'm going to pause for just a second. We've got to catch up with the latest news. We're going to come back and be talking with Pat McDonald of Sturgeon Bay about the Steel Bridge Songfest 2007 and the CD that is going to be coming out soon. I'm Jim Packard. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
The fire ahead. A fire behind and cool, cool water running down below. A feeling so real, a bridge made of steel that I can cross over whichever way I must go. Memories and anticipation. It's all a little fuzzy. It all goes by so fast. Memories and anticipation. Maybe nothing stands forever, but it seems these beams were meant to last. This bridge won't. Defiance I have tried. This bridge won't burn, even when there's nothing but fire on either side.
That's Pat McDonald of Sturgeon Bay, formerly of Timbuk 3. You might recognize that style and that song if you have a copy of Troubadour of Stop, which is one of Pat's most recent CDs. And Pat McDonald, thank you for talking with us today about events going on in Sturgeon Bay.
Thanks for having us.
I like that song. You call it the Steel Bridge song, and that it sort of gives you a flavor of the kind of mission that people are on to save this bridge.
Yeah, I wrote that in 2005, right before the first Steel Bridge Songfest, and it sort of was a crossroads between what was going on in my personal life at the time and the whole bridge thing, and sort of metaphorical mirroring of things. Anyway,
yeah. We're talking about the state-owned Michigan Street Memorial Bridge, which is unique for its upper bascule section, which is possibly the last remaining example existing in the United States. And Citizens for Our Bridge have been instrumental in having the structure placed on the National Register of Historic Places. So there seems to be a process going on where the bridge can be restored.
It will be. I'm sure of it. But it's going to take our efforts, you know, and it's going to, you know, a bit of vigilance and making sure that things stay on track.
Well, the bridge was erected about 75 years ago, in the years 1930 and 31, and it has a span of over 1,400 feet, 1,420. It's a double-leaf, rolling-lift bascule bridge that was built by the Wausau Iron Works of Wausau, Wisconsin. And the engineers were from Chicago. And I have a picture of it in a promotional piece that was put out in which it's lit up. Is it still lit up, or was it specially lit for that?
It was lit for that photograph. And that's an image of what some people would like to do at some point. That just one idea of how to enhance the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm mainly concerned with just basically keeping it running, you know, keeping it going, but I don't know, it looks nice in that photo at night there.
It does.
All lit up.
Yeah. Now, the bridge is scheduled for rehabilitation in late 2008. Are the repairs that are scheduled then anywhere near total restoration?
That question, please say it again.
Are the repairs that are scheduled for 2008, are they anywhere near what would be considered to be total restoration?
I wish my sister was here. She would know more about that particular detail.
Okay.
I know that there is a plan for restoration. I don't know how extensive it is, so I don't know the word total. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Sure. Now, is the federal government able to provide any money for restoration of this bridge, as far as you know?
Here's the thing. First of all, it's being nominated next week for the National Register of Historic Places, which makes it eligible for funding and whatnot to make sure that that it is maintained.
Mm-hmm.
So there are federal funds available for the restoration and the state has to match those.
Okay.
Yeah.
And as far as the local unit of government, Sturgeon Bay, City of Sturgeon Bay, not everybody is behind the bridge restoration effort there, are they?
Well, it seemed a while ago when there was a referendum that people were about 50-50 split on that. And there was a slight majority, well, I guess a significant majority, that wanted the funding for the bridge, for the restoration, to go toward the funding of a new bridge before the restoration.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they've done. They've diverted that funding to a new bridge, which has left the steel bridge with no funding for the restoration at this point. And that's a dangerous situation because it could mean that something could happen through neglect that would make it unfeasible, and would change the whole game as far as what's required to restore it. You know.
So. Mm-hmm. So the money that is raised by the sale of the CD when it comes out, and then from the proceeds of the third annual Steel Bridge Songfest, will go into a fund for yearly ongoing maintenance costs of the bridge not currently covered by city, state, and federal sources.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk about the CD itself. You've got 60 songs that were recorded this last summer, and was it difficult to be able to break that down to 15 songs?
Well, it was initially, but what I ended up doing was choosing the songs that fit together the best and try to really kind of make it kind of a rallying call and a real celebration of the bridge and multifaceted sort of look at the bridge and about just the concept of bridge and bridging so it's kind of an anthemic sort of thing. And there were songs written that were great songs that haven't made it onto this just because it didn't fit the theme. And but we have other discs planned. So it's an ongoing thing. We're gonna use everything one way or another, you know.
Where is the event held in Sturgeon Bay in June?
Yeah, it's at Great Lakes Yachts, which used to be Palmer Johnson's shipyard, and it's a shipyard right now. It's an operating shipyard where they mostly do repairs and. It's right by the water, right by the bridge, and it's a perfect location. And it's got a huge metal canopy set on, you know, these massive tall pillars, and you can fit thousands of people under this canopy. So it's a rain or shine thing. But the canopy is so high, it feels like you're outside. It's pretty amazing. And now since we've done this event there and it's worked out so well, a lot of people just won't want to do events there for commercial purposes. But so far Sheila Turner, who owns Great Lakes Yachts, is only interested in working with us and doing this work to save the bridge. Mm-hmm. She's a real supporter of the whole thing.
I noticed that there were over 4,000 people that attended the event this past June, Steel Bridge 2. And that probably is the largest concert held in Sturgeon Bay.
I think, yeah. I think probably by far it's the largest concert ever in Sturgeon Bay. And maybe the largest musical event in Door County's history. I'm pretty sure of that.
And the first ever fundraising professional songwriters invitational workshop held in the USA.
Yeah, that's true.
So this will be the second one coming up. And if there are bands who may be listening, managers who may be listening, who would like to get involved in this, are you still looking for musicians to take part in Steel Bridge 3?
Yes, definitely. And really, I think the best way to... I'm going to give you two addresses if you'd like. There is the website, which is steelbridgesongfest.org. www.steelbridgesongfest.org.
Mm-hmm.
And you can email me. The bands should email me at pmacd333@gmail.com.
Let me see if I've got that right here. PMAC, the letter is PMAC.
PMACD.
333.
333@gmail.com.
Okay.
So that's PMACD 333@gmail.com.
Okay, and that's to reach you. And if people want to go to the website, find out more about this, lots of information on there, steelbridgesongfest.org.
That's right.
All right. If you'd like to join the conversation, if you have questions about what Pat's been up to, what he's got going on in his life, you just got back from the Virgin Islands, I understand, where you were doing some performing down there. You also play a lot in Europe, and when will you be going back to Europe?
Oh, I've been thinking about going over there after the Steelbird Songfest this next summer, 2007, sometime in July. I'll probably spend the month of July over there.
Mm-hmm. I played from your album about the Troubadour of Stomp, and is that your most recent CD?
Yeah, that's the one that's it's not officially out yet, but it's been manufactured. I have copies, you know, that I sell on my at my shows, and I don't know, people write me and ask for them sometimes, but. But the official release date for that is now. I think it's gone to February 3rd. It was going to be late January. Now it's early February. It's coming out.
Mm-hmm. Pat McDonald on vocals, guitar. You like to use the lower end of your guitar, sometimes referred to as kind of the swampiness of the guitar format. Talk about that.
Yeah, I don't. I've always been. For the longest time, I don't know why, but drawn to the low strings on the guitar. I think I'm a frustrated bass player wannabe or something, and I just like to get the deeper bass tones and a little edge on the bass too. So I, you know, it's like a I use a setup with a couple amps and tune the guitar down low. And try to do sort of hold down a bass line and play some chording things, riffs on the upper strings, the higher strings, you know.
And people have always known that if they've seen you, your foot is going to stomp. Can you help that, or is that just a
mannerism? Really, yeah, no, it's like Elvis used to say about his hips. You know, I can't help it. You know, they just do that. You know, and with me, it's just I've just always disturbed the downstairs neighbors with my foot stomping, and so at some point I just decided to mic it, and I found a unique way to mic it, and now it gets kind of a varied sound and kind of a, like a whole little percussion thing, and it's real easy, real kind of almost it's unconscious, it's kind of a. Basically, become an unconscious thing, you know.
And you're still playing your harmonica.
Yeah, I still use the old neck rack.
Right. Have you ever had a guitar injured, wounded, broken in flight as you travel from one place to another?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I was flying out to California a few years back to open. For Lucinda Williams at the Fillmore, and I got there, and the head of my guitar was snapped off.
Yeah,
and I had to do a show in like 2 hours or something, and I found a music store in town that had a guitar like mine, and they let me. Oh no! Wait a minute! No! They actually I couldn't find a place that had one, and I had to fix it myself. I had to put it back together. It turned out that that I could reattach the headstock in such a way that the string tension itself kept it in place, and it was a temporary fix. And I think I put some duct tape on there. That's what it was. And there have been other times when I've had to get a different guitar, and I don't know why. I think maybe because I'm confusing it with different times when I might have. Had a problem with my guitar. Like sometimes those pickups go out and the pickups don't work, and that has nothing to do with air travel. But I've had near nightmare experiences with like in Barcelona, my guitar was in a soft case and I was going to carry it on. They wouldn't let me, and they told me they'd give it special handling. And then I got to the destination and where's my guitar? I found it. I went back by the luggage loaders and found it at the bottom of a stack of luggage in a fabric case. You know, my Martin guitar. And So I've decided never to trust my guitar to the luggage people in airlines anymore.
So you buy two seats then, huh?
So far I haven't had to. I've been really, really lucky, and they've let me carry it on every time since that Barcelona nightmare experience, and
The reason I brought it up is that we have a musician from Vermont by the name of Tim Brooks, who wrote a book called Guitar, an All-American Instrument, as the result of his guitar neck being broken in flight and his wife offering to pay for a new guitar for him. And so the search goes on to find a luthier, a guitar maker, and then to go through the whole process. It's a wonderful book. He'll be with us next Monday at 11:45, talking about that book and talking about the history and culture of guitar. Our engineer, my on-air producer, would like to know whether you still get requests for Future So Bright when you play out.
Well, you know, occasionally, yeah. It's kind of strange, though, because most of the people in the audiences I've been playing for lately are too young to really remember that song. But I do get the odd request every now and then when somebody finds out that I wrote that song, you know, then somebody's curious to hear it. But it's kind of funny. A large portion of the people who are, you know, kind of familiar with my newer stuff weren't even around, you know, when that song was a hit, you know.
So you're living in Sturgeon Bay. You're traveling all over the world.
Yeah. I do. That is my home, Sturgeon Bay, and it's Green Bay is a great airport to fly out of.
In the minutes that we've got before we go to a chapter a day, let's talk about the events that are going to be that people should be aware of. And one of them to watch for will be the CD release of the 15 of the original Bridge songs. And what will the title of that CD be? Do you know?
It's Steel Bridge Songs Volume 1.
Okay. So that should be coming out sometime next month. If everything works correctly. And all of the proceeds from that CD will go directly to the National Trust Michigan Street Bridge Fund. And then I think you said that next week the application to will be submitted for putting the Michigan Street Bridge and memorial plaque on the National Register of Historic Places.
That's right.
And then we come into June, and the actual Songfest will be the week of June 16th. And tell me about the events leading up to that Saturday performance.
On the 10th, we're going to have a songwriters' dinner. We'll have about 25 songwriters from all over the place get together. We'll have dinner. At the end of dinner, we'll play a big game of spin the bottle. People choose their collaborators and start writing songs, and then the songwriting will happen for about 3 days, and then the 14th through the 16th, there will be performances all over town, and not only by the songwriters, but by a whole slew of bands that will come in just for the weekend to play, and it'll be interesting because it'll be all mixed up with the songwriters having written all these new songs. A lot of them will be jamming with the bands and jamming with each other and forming impromptu bands, and about 7 venues in Sturgeon Bay will be full of music for those 3 nights, and there'll be a shuttle that circulates between all the venues to make it real easy to get from one place to another, although they're very clustered together. Historic downtown Sturgeon Bay is, you know, really it's ideally suited as like a little entertainment center because everything's so close in together, and it's a nice little walk from one place to another. And so that'll happen for the 3 nights. Then on Saturday, the 16th, there'll be the big all-day concert starting at noon, going till probably sunset or past sunset.
And their admission is whatever you choose to give or whatever is suggested?
I think this year the donation will be probably, the suggested donation will be like $30, I think, mm-hmm. and that includes all the music in all the places for all 3 days and nights, and the outdoor concert on Saturday is still voluntary donation. You can just come for that, and you can choose to pay the suggested donation or not. But we're going to have priority seating to the people who buy passes in advance.
All right, and they can find all of that at the website, steelbridgesongfest.org. Pat, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
It's been a lot of fun. Good
Thanks
luck to you.
So much, man.
All right, Pat.
All right.
Pat McDonald of Sturgeon Bay, the Steel Bridge Songfest 2007. Coming up tomorrow at 11, Garden Talk with Bob Tomesch of the UW-Madison Department of Horticulture. I'm Jim Packard. Thanks for listening. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.